In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. On occasion, the Holy God, through the Holy Spirit, will grant an inkling of what is coming. I have known people who were granted a knowledge that their death was coming so that they could get things set right before they went. Known people that had other events in their life that were coming, some good and some not so good, revealed to them again so that they could deal with things correctly. St. Paul, it had been shown to him by God that his ministry was coming to an end, which for him, of course, he meant was he's going to die. He's going to die for the faith. He didn't know when, he didn't know where, though eventually it was revealed to him that he must go to Rome and there give witness to the faith. And it was there that he died under the Emperor Nero by being beheaded outside of the city walls, and he was buried not far from there in what is now on the site of what is now the Basilica of St. Paul's outside the walls, where you know, if you go to Rome, you can go to the great papal basilica of St. Paul's, and you can pray at the tomb of St. Paul, which is really cool. But in any case, St. Paul took this opportunity to set the churches which he had planted, that he had established, or that those that he had fed, with some last directions. You know, he knew where he was going, so he kind of gave his last will and testament to these churches so that they would be prepared to face what would happen after he left. And so today we hear about him speaking to the priests of the Church of Ephesus. Ephesus is a great city in what's now Turkey, Asia Minor. It was a Greek city. And St. John, the evangelist, would be a bishop there. And that is where he cared for the Blessed Virgin Mary. And it was at Ephesus where there was the great church council which proclaimed Mary to be the Mother of God, which was a way of saying that Jesus was always true God and true man, that God didn't just kind of slip into Jesus later. That those two natures were combined in him. And so he's speaking to the leadership of this church, and he warns them that after he's gone, they're going to be subjected to the trial. Well, that's not really a great step, because we're all subjected to the trial, because we know from sacred scripture that the devil prowls through the world seeking the destruction of our souls like a roaring lion. But he also warns them that some will come not from outside of the church, but some inside of the church will distort the faith. And so what does he tell them to do? To stand fast to that which is taught. If anyone tells you, you know, the church was wrong, we need to return to the purity of the gospel message, run away as fast as you can. Because that's not how things work. Christ himself revealed perfectly the gospel to his people. Now, we can always understand it better, but it's not going to substantially change. If someone tells you it's going to substantially change, you know, we're modern people, we don't do things that blah, 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 run. Because that's not how it works. So we need to stand fast to the faith which we have received, which is basically what St. Paul told to the church at Ephesus and to all of the churches that he had founded or he had nourished. If you want to see this message in a very blunt form, read St. Paul's letter to the Galatians. You know, the one where he said that wonderful quote that's on the wall of our cathedral, though we or an angel from heaven preach a gospel to you besides that which has been preached to you, let him be accursed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.